Around Washington, when they talk of climate change, they usually mean change in the political climate.
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
Now the change in the climate on global warming presents President Bush with the opportunity for the kind of legacy-building reversal of policy that led President Reagan in his second term to embrace Mikhail Gorbachev and the formerly evil empire in Red Square. Until now, the Bush administration has turned its back on the Kyoto Protocols, requiring some 36 industrialized countries to meet specific deadlines for reducing their emissions of greenhouse gases. He called the treaty unrealistic and not based on science. That has left his political adversary, Al Gore, to fly the banner on combating climate change. And it has left the president at odds with leading Republicans like Senator John McCain and Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. And today, it has put him at odds with his most loyal coalition partner, British Prime Minister Tony Blair, who has endorsed the results of a searching study of the need for stronger action to combat the spread of greenhouse gases. The president's opportunity for a shift in policy comes next week. Even while America is voting, the signatories to the Kyoto Protocol will be meeting in a 2-week session in Nairobi, Kenya. As of now, the Bush administration will participate in the sessions dealing with voluntary action to reduce greenhouse emissions, to which the United States is a signatory. But the U.S. is not scheduled to participate in the portion of the conference dealing with mandatory action. At stake is whether Mr. Bush, in the twilight of his tenure, will join other advanced countries in creating the infrastructure necessary to start moving away from fossil fuels and perhaps save the melting icebergs. No one should expect the president to reverse himself and offer to belatedly sign the Kyoto Protocols. But then, no one expected President Reagan to show up glad-handing Gorbachev in Red Square either. This is Daniel Shore.